Well, thank you so much and truly for coming to this press conference to hear firsthand from tribal leaders from throughout the state, but also colleagues here in the Senate and in the Assembly. And again, the issue of California's First People, and in particular the missing and murdered Indigenous persons crisis that's been plaguing California Indian people, it's not something new that has been plaguing Indian country here in the state of California. We grew up with the missing and murdered Indigenous people around us. This is generations and generations. Now, actually, what's going on is that awareness and that cry is being heard by the state legislature, with bills being implemented, creating the Feather Alert, bills moving forward to try to create that true policing authority that Congress pulled away through Public Law 280. And Public Law 280 was a bill, was a law that was instituted that stripped six states of the tribal government's true policing authority. California is one of those. And that Public Law 280 law was not created to protect Indian people. It was created to protect the outside community from the Indian people themselves. So it's a law that has to be reversed and adhered to make sure that justice is being served for all in the state of California, and that includes California's First People. I want to thank you for being here at this press conference. We are going to follow up with a hearing at 10 o'clock touching on these issues with the main topic: why is California number 5 of all the states in the nation of not even investigating or bringing resolve to the missing and murdered Indigenous people's crisis here in the state of California? Thank you for attending.